91X News.
It's 4 degrees and cloudy. I'm Christine Hostler with 91X News. Stephen Harper addressed a long gun registry on his campaign trail in Welland on Monday. He said a majority conservative government would scrap it. Local Liberal MP candidate Peter Tinsley said the Liberals plan to modify the long gun registry if given the chance.
There will be a removal of all costs of licenses and renewals, and a more efficient process put in place in terms of registering and updating on registering.
Tinsley feels that compared to some of the other issues currently on the table, the long gun registry won't be high on the list of most Canadians. The OSPCA was contacted Sunday after neighbors were concerned tenants at the house on Hastings Avenue had moved out and left animals behind. Investigator Tex Riddler said the dog was found dead in a cage. Investigators returned Monday to remove the animal's body along with a sick guinea pig, some fish in an aquarium, and three reptiles. The reptiles and fish are in care at the Quinte Humane Society in Belleville, and the guinea pig is at a veterinarian. The OSPCA is continuing its investigation. British Columbia is mushing right along, making changes to its animal cruelty laws. The move comes after more than 70 sled dogs were slaughtered after bookings at Whistler's Howling Dog Tours collapsed following the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. More than 10 recommendations were put on the table. Task Force Chairman Terry Lake hopes BC can set the standard for animal welfare.
This group wanted to make animal welfare and animal care something that BC can be proud of, that we can be leaders across Canada. And I think with this report and the Premier's response and the Minister's response, we're well on our way to doing that.
Premier Christy Clark says her government will adopt all the recommendations, including increased fines up to $75,000 and 24 months in jail for the worst cases. Casting a ballot isn't the only thing Election Canada is asking Canadians to do. Roughly 600 to 750 paid positions are available for the advance polls and polling day. Elections Canada field liaison Ted Ritwinski has the details.
Basically, there's two positions we're looking for, a deputy returning officer and a poll clerk. These are the two people that deal with the public, strike voters' names off the list. They ask for identification, and they provide the voter with a ballot so that they can vote.
The position pays between $160 to $200 for the day. You can apply by going to elections.ca. For those in the Prince Edward Hastings riding, visiting the return office at Bayview Mall. That's 91X News to 402. Here's Leah Vandenberg with sports.
Right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are facing off against the Chicago Cubs. Chicago is at 4 and Arizona is at 1 at the top of the 6th. In other baseball action, the Blue Jays will take on the Oakland Athletics, and the Raptors are also playing tonight when they take on the New York Knicks. The Wellington Dukes are on the road to Oakville tomorrow in Game 2 of the OJAHL's Buckland Cup. Five Canadian teams are in action, with the Leafs still pushing for a playoff spot as they host the Capitals. Chicago is in Montreal, Edmonton plays host to Vancouver, and Philadelphia travels to Ottawa. There are four other games elsewhere. Hydro Ottawa is in the hot seat after spending $30,000 on box seats to NHL games. NDP are demanding the Ontario government take steps to stop local utilities from spending ratepayers' money on tickets to sporting events. The Ontario government has banned such spending by provincial energy agencies, but Premier Dalton McGuinty says Hydro Ottawa is locally owned. McGuinty says he's got enough on his plate and will let Ottawa City Council deal with the issue. Kim Clijsters is going on the shelf. The Belgian tennis star will be sidelined for a month with shoulder and wrist alignments. That will force her to miss her country's Fed Cup semifinal next week against the Czech Republic. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Christine Hostler with 91x weather.
Tonight, cloudy periods and a low of minus one. Wednesday, cloudy. 60% chance of wet flurries or rain in the morning, and then 60% chance of rain in the afternoon, and a high of 6. Wednesday night, clear and a low of minus 6. Thursday, sunny and a high of 9. Right now, it's 4 degrees. I'm Christine Hostler with Leah Vandenberg. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.